This is the Catch Up TTD, the Catch Up Tani Talk stuff, where we talk a daf lesson a day in a few minutes. We're looking at Gemara Nazir 29, 30, and 31 before we do, God willing, the weekend edition of Gemara's Nazir. So looking at Gemara Nazir 29, talking about an interesting phrase that comes up. Just as a male brings an offering for a doubtful transgression, Asham Talai, so too does a female bring the Chatas offering that is unique to her, even in a doubtful situation. How often in our lives, how often in our days do we see that there is a doubtful situation that comes? What can we do to avoid doubt? What can we do to be certain that what we're doing is right, to be certain that the actions that we're partaking of and the elements in our life are right and true and just? What can we do to be involved in things to make sure they're certainly good? If you know that there are two ways to get home, I talk about this all the time. One of them is past McDonald's and one of them is not. And it's doubtful if you're going to be able to withstand the smell of the McDonald's, then go the other way. Remove yourself from a doubt. Remove yourself from a situation that might have suffix, that might have doubt, that might have elements that might not work for you. And make sure to put yourself certainly in a good way, certainly in a wonderful way, to make sure to do so in your days. Moving over to Gemara Nazir 38, they talk about in the Gemara how according to Rebbe, Rabbi Chanina had no remedy but to observe a full term of self-imposed Nazirus after having observed a full term of Nazirus from the date declared by his father. Because Rabbi Chanina intended to remain in Nazir for a total of 60 days, and this way he covered all his possibilities, even if he achieved majority during the 60-day period. It's a clear period of at least 30 days, either before or after that part, for which you can bring the concluding offerings. But the idea is talking about a remedy. So many times in life, so often times in life, there are situations that are problematic, and we see different circumstances that seem difficult and don't have a remedy. If we don't have a remedy, then pray to Hashem, daven to Hashem. You feel stuck financially, you have so much credit card debt, you feel stuck in your job, you're not happy, you're not fulfilled, you feel like you're missing your purpose, you're missing your calling, talk to Hashem. Look for the remedy. Look to follow what you want to in life, where you know there'll be happiness, where you know there'll be joy, where you'll know there'll be fulfillment. Gotta do what you love and gotta love what you do, otherwise you're gonna be miserable. If you love trains, don't work with numbers. If you love animals, why are you working with kids if it's not exactly what is meant for you to do? Do what you love. Make sure that there is a remedy in your life for different situations, for different stipulations that come in your life. Moving over to Nazir 31a, the Gemara talks about how Beishami says that we derive the law of primary consecration from the law about derivative consecration. Just as substitution confers sanctity even in error, so too does primary consecration take effect even in error. Talking about the idea of error, sometimes, oftentimes, many times in our life, we are involved in a lot of errors. The question is, how do we learn from the error of our ways? How do we learn how to go about our days to make sure that we learn from mistakes? Because everyone's going to make mistakes. The Pasuk teaches us, I believe in Mishlei, Sheva Yibal Tzadik Vakam. A Tzadik is going to fall and get up and fall and get up and fall and get up, make a lot of mistakes, a lot of errors. The question is, how do we learn from our errors? Do we learn from our errors? Do we learn from our mistakes? And do we try to get up and keep going? Even if we fall, get up and try again. Even if we fall, get up and try again. Make sure we're involved in good things in life and make sure we try to do what we can to learn from our mistakes, to learn from our errors, and push ourselves forward to do great things. Join us next time as, God willing, we talk the weekend edition of the TTD. And I'm your host, Tani.